The four young cubs pranced around their play yard with their mothers and father nearby.
This is amazing. It really is. I'm excited. I remember being a kid and coming here.
Bob Rich III is president of Roar Logistics, a subsidiary of Rich Products. The company is sponsor of the zoo's Big Cats exhibit. African lions are classified as vulnerable in the wild and threatened. Loss of habitat and poaching are to blame.
One of the important messages here that the zoo gets out is the idea of conservation, the idea that, you know, habitat infringement is going to stress these species and really reduce the numbers. And so when you have habitats such as this here at the zoo, you give the animals an opportunity to thrive and you don't stress them. You create an environment for them that helps them to keep going.
These new cubs are helping replenish the population. They were born in two separate litters, the first arriving in March, and three others born in May.
Buffalo's mark in the world in terms of taking care and caring for these animals is so much bigger than just these animals right here, because they will go out and be part of a larger group of cats out there and hopefully help to sustain the species.
Zoo President Donna Fernandez tells WBFO News the lion cubs will remain for at least a couple of years in Buffalo.
Eventually, when they become reproductively mature, we would have to either physically separate them and perhaps have an all-male group with the dad and the two boys and the moms and the two girls, or contracept the females, or potentially start sending them out to breeding situations.
For now, the zoo is expecting another attendance boost. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.